Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
From our New York studios, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and happy Friday, everybody. Listen, graduation time is a momentous moment for most families, but for one D.C. high school graduating senior, this celebration may be far more precious than most. 18-year-old Rashima Melson is homeless, but Tom, she's graduating with a 4.1 GPA and a full $100,000 scholarship to Georgetown University. Oh, I'm going inside her story with Rashima Melson. Wow. Good morning, Rashima.
Good morning.
And congratulations, girl, a full ride to Georgetown. Did you apply to many schools?
I did. I applied to like 15 schools.
How many did you get accepted to?
About six.
How much is tuition at Georgetown?
I believe it's $65,000.
Oh, so you got a little extra. Wow. Good for you. Now, let's get to your story. Your family really moved around from town to town, city to city, house to house for the past 6 years. But for the past 2 years, you've lived in a homeless shelter with your mother and your two younger sisters. Now, has that changed since news of your scholarship and going to Georgetown made news? Because you've been all over the news. You still homeless?
I am, but I live with my younger brother and my older brother and my mom. In the shelter.
Okay, so you guys are still in the shelter, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you say when you go to school, you want to study to become a forensic pathologist, and that was inspired by your dad. Why is that?
Because I never knew him, and it was just like, he's dead, so it was just like, I mean, what could you do? So it made me interested to, like, study about dead people, and then at first I wanted to be a mortician, but then I did more research about it, and I just thought it would be interesting to be a forensic pathologist. And do autopsies and be a medical examiner and go more into the body. So,
do you know how your father died?
He was murdered. He was shot.
Okay. How old were you when that happened?
I was about 9 months.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you and your family had a tough time after that, I would assume. Do you know how you all ended up being homeless?
I do. My mom, we just, like, up and move. She wanted a change for us because the D.C. area wasn't working out as well for us. So she just decided that maybe if we moved to a new surroundings and atmosphere that it would be better for us. But then financially-wise, it didn't work out so well. So.
Did you all have family there?
We did not, but we had family in Kentucky. But it was my grandfather, so he's, like, really much, like, he's older, so that wouldn't have worked out. Mm.
Well, Rashima, I want to talk to you about how you managed to stay so focused to do well in school. You know, in spite of being homeless, you know, you became the valedictorian of your class. You've got this 4.1 GPA. You've got this full ride. You run track. You do all these activities, all while going to this high school in D.C. that was so tough, Tom. Police had to escort students home from school to protect you against gang violence. How did you stay so focused?
I just knew that education was the only way out and that if you wanted to be successful, then you have to work for it. So that was my motivation and determination. And also, it was like the best thing for my family. So I kept going.
Mm. Oh, that is you got to be such an inspiration.
Wow. Uh-huh.
What inspires you?
My family. They inspire me the most because we go through the struggle together. It's not just me and an individual struggle. So I just pull my weight like the rest of them.
Hmm. Now, I heard that you believe that the key to your success is because you really want it. You know, you're inspired by your family and so many things, but you don't feel as a young person that you have to do it, that you have to go to school, that you have to do the work. It's because you want it. Where did you learn that from?
I see it when I go to different schools because I transfer a lot. I see that some kids, their parents are well off and it's just like they really feel like the need that they don't have to work. So it's just like I come to school because it's in the law, since I'm 18 or 16, where you can get emancipated, I'm going to drop out and go do my own thing. Like, some kids don't want it, so they just do it until they don't have to do it anymore. But I said that I wanted it because I really do. So.
Wow. Makes Are you going to live in the dorms?
I will.
Makes you look at your own kids differently, doesn't it?
You look at yourself.
It makes me look at myself differently. Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Rashima. And congratulations. Good luck with everything, honey.
Thank you.
Great job.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.